Have you filled your pinata? Good times. Recently, I attended a double nickel birthday party. It was a boomer blast. The birthday girl's husband went all out to make 55 a festive and memorable event. We enjoyed a chiminea fire, storytelling, live music by some of the guests, delicious food, a flaming bananas Foster, and an eclectic mix of grown-ups. We made new friends and lasting memories. I even stayed up past my bedtime. Her husband also bought, filled, and rigged up a very large piñata for boomers to bust open. He filled it with a ton of treats. It took a few outgoing, energetic people to bust it open with a stick as they were urged on by the loud crowd. After a few whacks, a crack was visible. Then it grew and a few treats fell out. After more rigorous pounding, the break opened wide and candy and small gifts scattered over the ground. When children break open a piñata, there's a mad rush to collect the treats. Our host encouraged us to rush in and claim our prizes. We did our less wild version of rushing, and then after politely picking up a few items, we had to stand back up. We weren't as fast as children, but we were about as noisy. That might have been the sound of joints creaking. Playing was fun. Whoops. Later, a new friend told my wife about the first time she had a piñata for her child's birthday party. The kids broke it open and nothing came out. It was empty. She didn't know that she was supposed to have filled it with treats. Fill it up. The empty piñata story made me wonder if we know that we are to fill our own lives with some treats, in the way of fun, relaxing, inspiring, refreshing, educational, motivational, creative, memorable, playful activities. My Facebook friends inspire me when they post about their activities. They show the broad range of self-care gifts we can put in our piñata. This week, I was inspired by the post of a friend who is away at a conference learning and then touring the city. I was also inspired by a friend who posts about his physical endurance activities, and another on a river cruise, and another coping with a delicate but exciting surgery that will change her life for the better. They made me want to take a break from my day-to-day stuff and add to my piñata. So, Karen and I had a personal retreat in Nashville, Indiana. It was magnificent. That's a start. What are you putting in your piñata?